protected meditation. So even if you're practicing vipassana, strictly vipassana, these four are useful to protect. And most vipassana meditation teachers will encourage you to practice these as a side practice, which means you should do chanting, you should do daily chanting, puja, and maranamasati, akulomiti, vitang. In fact, when we do a real course, if you come to see me for 3 weeks, the first thing we will do is a ceremony where we will remind ourselves of these things. Adduvang miti vitang duvang maram. We will send metta, sabbe satta, sukhita bhunti. And I don't think we will do asubhanasati. I can't think of it. But asubhanasati is another one. So for monks, the first thing you get is the sadhana. But the point is, the difference between using these practices to gain jhanas versus using them to protect yourself against doubt or lust or anger that is very strong and gets in your way of your vipassana. So if you're practicing vipassana and you're angry all the time, then you should use metta. Not to get jhanas, but just to stop the, to settle the anger before you practice vipassana. If you have lust, then you should practice asubha. If you have doubt, then you should practice buddhanasati. These are the maranamasati. If you have laziness, if you're lazy, practice maranamasati.
මෛත්‍රී භාවනාව මදන් බුද්ධානුස්සති
මෙත බව බුද්ධ මරණ අසුබ අසුබ
මරණ සතර ආරක්ෂක භාවනා කියලා හල ඇති ඒවයි that is to protect our mind, that from the
practice you can practice. You're probably right, protect your mind, but
yeah, අපි දැන් භාවනා කරගෙන යනකොට මනෝහරින්ද භාවනාව කැඩෙනවා නම් අන්න එකෙන් ආරක්ෂා කරන්න තමයි ඒ ආරක්ෂක භාවනාව කියන්නේ. එතකොට තරහ හින්ද කැඩෙනවා නම් මෛත්‍රී භාවනා මෙත්ත. එතකොට ලෝභය හින්ද ඇලීම හින්ද කැඩෙනවා නම් අසුබ. ඊළඟට තීනමිද
තීනමිද ප්‍රැක්ටිස් මරණ
තීනමිද්දේ නිදිමත ගතිය නැති කරන්න මරණානුස්සතිය උදව් වෙනවා. මොකද මරණය ඉක්මනට ඉක්මනට
සංවේගය
ඇති කරනවා. හරි, මරණානුස්සතිය ඉන්නවනේ මරණය කොහේලා වේ ඉඳ දන්නේ කියලා හෙට මැරුණොත් ඊට කලින් අද කරගන්න ඕන ටික කරන්න. We have to finish up whatever.
Yes.
We don't know whether tomorrow we are going to die. So better to practice today, it says.
And buddhanusuti, if you have vichikicca.
Buddhanusutiyen vichikicca.
Saddhavat, Buddha will give you saddha.
Saddha. Saddhava iti karanava buddhanusuti.
I mean, it helps other things. It gives you virya as well. But you know, the point is, you're not using them to gain jhana. You know, in this case, you're just using them to settle the strong defilements, the strong nibbana.
ඒ බාධකයේ දුරු කරගන්න ආරක්ෂාවක් විදිහට මේ භාවනා හතර යොදා ගන්න පුළුවන්.
That's what they call arakkakam. I mean, that's how we use them.
ඒක තමයි ආරක්ෂක භාවනා යොදා ගන්න. තමන්ගේ කෙලෙස් වැඩෙන මොනවා හරි බලවත් කියලා ගන්නවා නම් ඒකට අදාළ ප්‍රතිවිරුද්ධ භාවනාව කරහම ටිකක් ඒවා තුනී කරගන්න පුළුවන්. යටපත් කරන්න පුළුවන්. ඒක උදව් වෙනවා ඊළඟට විපස්සනාවට. මේක කල් සමහර භාවනා කරලා භාවනාව අතාරිනවා. එක එක හේතු හින්දා. ඒවා වෙන්නේ භාවනා හතර හදිට ඒකේ ප්‍රයෝජන ගන්න නැති වෙනවා. මොකක් හරි හේතුවක් හින්දා දැන් භාවනා කරන්න හිතෙන්නේ නැහැ කියලා හිතුණත් බලන්න ඔය හතරෙන් එකක් ඔතන තියෙනවා. ඒකත් මුල් වෙලා තමයි ඒකට අදාළ ආරක්ෂක භාවනා යාවේ දෙනකොට අපහු වැටෙන්න පුළුවන්. Then if there's another question, when we meditate and in a kind of samadhi, then we feel happiness. Then if we consider it as in our Vedana Anupassana, this happy feeling, then will it become kamachanda, if we look it as kamachanda, will it be considered as dhammanupassana? Because dhammanupassana I mentioned,
that's right. Yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But the Vedana itself is not kamachanda, you have to separate. Vedana pachaya tanha. Vedana, we're talking about in the jhanas, right?
Yeah, it's samadhi, yes.
Well, technically you can't give rise to liking in the jhanas, right? That wouldn't arise. Bhavatanha maybe, no? We talked about this one. Actually, yeah. Bhavatanha might arise. So you want the happy feeling to remain. I don't know.
Yeah.
Technically, your mind should be free from the nivarana, so it shouldn't be kama chanda. But then it's not a kama sukha. This sukha is in the rupa realm, or the arupa realm. Now this sukha is rupa realm. So it could be bhavatanha. But I'm not qualified to tell you which it is. The point is, if you like something, you have to say liking. Recognize it as liking. If you feel happy, this is different. You just recognize it as happiness. They are two different things, liking and happiness. But they can be aspects of the same mind. So whatever is clearest, whether it's happiness or liking. If it's happiness, that's Vedana Nupassana. If it's liking, that's Dhamma Nupassana. Because at least it's under Sankara. It doesn't really matter which it is. It's liking.
So, practical sense, when you practice anapanasati, what you're sitting meditation, if you feel kind of happiness, then you have to not be
happy.
That's happy, happy.
If you like it or anything, you have to say liking.
භාවනා කරද්දී අපිට සතුටක් වගේ දැනෙන. තොටරේ ලයිකින් හැපිනස් කියලා දෙකක් තියෙනවා. සතුටක් කියලා දෙයක්ත් තියෙනවා. ඒකට ඇලීමක් වගේ දෙයක් ඇති වෙන්නත් පුළුවන්. ඒකේ මොකද්ද කියලා තමයි තෝරගන්න පුළුවන් නම් ඒ වචනේ යොදා ගන්න කියලා කියන්නේ එහෙම දැනෙන අපට. සතුටක් නැත්නම් ඇලීමක් ඇලීමක් කියලා ඒක දිහා බලන්න කියන එක තමයි මේකෙදි කියන්නේ. ඒ දැනෙන හැම එකක්ම තමන්ට පුළුවන් නම් නෝට් කරන්න මේකයි මේකයි මේක. සතුටක් දැනෙනකොට සතුටක්. ඒක ඇලීමක් වගේ දැනෙනවා නම් ඇලීමක්. මේ විදිහට කරන්න පුළුවන් කියලා. So in this case, no need to go to like whether it is kama chanda or something like that.
No, that's chinta jnana. It's not this bhavana.
Vedana.
But it doesn't matter what it is really. In the end it's all nitya dukkha anatma. That's all that's important. It's not important what exactly it is.
Yeah.
The Buddha said, Nani mita gahi nanu vayanjana gahi.
Yes.
Don't go for the characteristics or the details. The only characteristics you need are the anitya dukkha anatma.
So can you please explain more about this anicca dukkha anatta?
Anicca is when you feel surprised. That's, you know, you're seeing anicca. When you come to the teacher in your meditation something happens that you didn't expect, that's a good example of anicca. Like real anicca, not the where you're thinking about it, oh yes, that's impermanent. This is not real. When you say, yes, yesterday I was like this, tomorrow I'll be like that, that's anicca. It's not. Anicca is when you get surprised by something. It wasn't as you expected. And eventually you see that you can't expect. And you give up your expectations because of anicca. Dukkha is when it's not the way you want it. You expect it to be some way, and so you want it to be that way, and it's not according to the way you want. So it's painful, or it's...
අනිත්‍ය කියලා කියන එක දැන් අද එක විදිහකට හිටියා හෙට එක විදිහකට කියන එකේ ඒ වෙනස් වීම නෙවෙයි අනිත්‍ය කියලා කියන්නේ. අපි ගිය සතියේ මෙහෙම හිටියා දැන් මෙහෙම ඉන්නවා. ඒ දෙක සමාන නෑ. ඒ හින්දා අනිත්‍යයි කියන එක නෙවෙයි කියන්නේ. Surprise.
You realize it's not something you can predict. But it's unstable, uncertain.
Apita prediction. වෙනස් දෙයක් සිද්ධ වෙයි. අපි හිතන දේ නෙමෙයි වෙන්නේ. අනේ ඒ වගේ ගති. ඒ කියන්නේ දැන් අපි ගුරුවරයෙක් ළඟට හාමුදුර ළඟට ඇවිල්ලා මොනවා හරි අහනකොට මේක කියයි කියලා බලාපොරොත්තු වෙන අහන ප්‍රශ්නයක්. ලැබෙන්නේ වෙන උත්තරයක්. So when someone comes to you and asks a question,
yeah,
with the answer in mind, you may give this answer. But they are getting different, totally different answer from you.
What do you mean?
So if I ask you something, expecting you might tell this thing.
Yes.
But you are
eyes
thinking
yeah,
another totally different one.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually, what I'm saying is only, it's an example of it, but deep down, we know that anicca is just seeing things arising and ceasing. But it's this. It's really the surprise that gets you when you're practicing. See, entering into nibbana, there are three paths. You can enter through anicca, you can enter through dukkha, you can enter through anatta. If it's through anicjang, they call it animitta vimutti, or animitta magga, you can call it. And animitta means there's no warning, no sign. This is why you can't cling to something, because it's not... I mean, it has to do with anatta and dukkha. The three are very much related. But the characteristic of anicjang is it's unmanageable, because it's always changing. It's violently changing against your will, against your desire. Dukkha is really experienced as unpleasantness, a sense of so it's called apanihita magga. You don't desire; it's desirelessness. You see the thing as like piece of excrement. So it comes through pain, it comes through the torture of having things come again and again and again and again, incessant arising and ceasing. But you have to practice to see this, you know. You will have this sense of you can't bear it anymore. The mind is unwilling to bear it. That's why that's dukkha. It's apanahita. The mind lets go because it just finds it totally unbearable. Apanahita. Totally not unbearable. Totally undesirable. Fed up with it. It's called apanahita.
යනට එන්න දොරටු තුනක් තියෙනවා අනිත්‍ය දුක්ඛ අනාත්ත කියන පැත්තෙන්. එතකොට අනිත්‍ය පැත්තෙන් වඩාගෙන ගියොත් ඇති වෙන්නේ අනිමිත්ත සමාධි කියලා දෙයක්. දැන් නිමිති පිහිටන්නේ නැති මට්ටම. මේක කියනවා අපි ඇහැන් රූප දැකලා නිමිති ඉතුරු කරගන්නවා කියලා. චක්කුණා රූපං දිස්සා නිමිත්තක් ගාහි හෝති. නිමිති අනුරංජන කියන ඒවා එයට ලක්ෂණ ඒ නිමිති ඉතුරු කරගන්න විදිහ නිමිති වලින් මිදෙන මට්ටම අනිමිත්ත.
Nimitta means a sign that you could, if it were predictable, then you could bear it, arising and ceasing. If you know you were going to have pain every day at 3 o'clock, well, then okay, you know that 3 o'clock is your pain time. And it's much more than that. In meditation, if you could predict it's going to be like this, like this, like this, then you could learn how to deal with it. But as soon as you learn how to deal with it this way, it's another way. It's unpredictable. It's unpredictable. It means it arises and ceases, and that's terrifying. That's can't be a source of refuge for you.
So is it two different things, like rising and passing, arising anything, then arising something what we not expect, cannot predict.
The point is that you can't predict it. In practical sense, this is how you experience anicca. You gain this profound realization that it's never going to stop. It's never going to settle down. It's never going to become predictable. It's never going to be stable. Stable is maybe another way. And so you give it up. But you see it as things changing. You'll experience this. Right before entering into Nibbana, the mind experiences something changing. See something going, you know, the rising and falling will be slow, and suddenly it speeds up. And then the mind enters into Nibbana. Just from that. This is a nitya.
That's what we sati idam hoti. Imasmin sati idam hoti. He's asking like the Hetupada. Imasmin sati idam hoti. Imasmin sati idam na hoti. If causes are there, the result is there.
Yeah.
If causes are not there, simply result.
And how does that relate to what we're talking about?
He's asking, isn't it referring to the anicca?
I see. No. No, anicca is something arises and ceases. It's not. It's several things, you know? I mean, just because things arise and cease doesn't make them bad. If happiness arose and ceased constantly, then you could find it manageable. But it's not just arising and ceasing. It's the uncertainty of it.
Uncertainty.
And the instability of it. That's what gets you. practically speaking. That's what forces you to let go, because you can't go by your expectations. Tanha is a problem, because you can't have the things you want all the time. It's uncertain. Adu ang me jivita. I know you think it's just the arising and ceasing, but that's not really what gets you. Anicca means uncertain.
Is it possible to give an example that I can explain further?
Well, there's so many examples. I mean, you feel in this meditation you have happiness. You sit down and you say, "Oh, this is nice. It feels pleasant. It feels wonderful." So you cultivate this attachment to it, and the next time you sit down, it's changed. It's not like that, and you suffer. This is very common, and this is a meditator's first introduction to impermanence. And they say it's not. You can't predict it. There's no nimitta. There's no.
Kegar bhavana to arinaha mena samahara vilavata satutak denena ilanga sarega arinaha mena ediyata denenne ekata satute anithya bhava
anya vedas
asya anithya bhava kiti kohomada asya anithya bhava ekata masun sati dhamma
ayi
pada gamu pati masun asati dhamma ovi masun hita gamu kiti
I and the rupa. How do you see the anicca nature of I and whatever you see using the I faculty, the rupa ayatana? Is there a way to practice?
Well, simply seeing that it arises and ceases, no? Because the object that you're seeing, you know, if you like something, if you have a flower and you're attached to it, seeing that you can't have the flower, all you can have are momentary experiences of it. As you have the tanha for the flower, or the attachment to the flower. But as you practice, you see that your experience of the flower is dependent on causes and conditions. So it's not a certainty. You can't have the flower as you would like it. It arises and then it ceases again. There you go, closer to.
So arises in the sense when you see flower, it arises.
Yeah. And when the seeing stops, the flower ceases. The flower doesn't exist beyond your seeing, except in the mind. Seeing that this is all it's not something you can cling to, because it arises and ceases, no?
So arising in the sense when we look at it only,
yes,
we have our mind. When we are using another sense of example, it is no longer there.
That's right.
So it is ceasing.
Yes.
But if you think, okay, that flower is there,
right,
but you are not looking at
again. Yeah, I mean that thought arises and ceases, and that's real. The thought is real, but the flower is not real.
So you can watch your mind. It is arises because you are thinking about it.
Yes.
And then again cease.
Yes. Yeah.
Or saying that he may be I don't know, when I cut then again not okay, but you would be not and then what you know. I cannot panic that in the world. එතකොට අනිත්‍ය දැකලා අනිහිත සමාධිය නිවන කරා යන්න පුළුවන්. ඊළඟට දුක්ඛ බව දැකලා අපනිහිත කියලා තව විදිහක් තියෙනවා. අපනිහිත සමාධිය. ප්‍රණීත කියන පැත්තෙන්දී දුක පැත්ත දකින්නකොට ඒකෙන් අවබෝධයක් වෙනවා ඒකට කියනවා අප්‍රණීත.
So people have a lot of pain will enter into dukkha because it's the easiest to see that it's desireless. No? But it's true, everything is desireless, even happy feelings. You will find that they have no satisfaction in them because they're impermanent. But how you'll I'm just talking about practically speaking. How you experience, dukkha, is you feel completely fed up with it. That you see the objects as garbage, as refuse. So you see the body in this way, you see the mind in this way, and this leads to nibbana. For anatta, anatta is. It will come with the sense that this is going according to its own nature. So you'll be watching the stomach rising and falling, and suddenly it will feel like the rising and falling is going of its own accord. You'll feel like you have nothing to do with the object. So that you get this deep sense of non-self, that it's not me, it's not mine. And after that, the mind goes into, you're not the one controlling it. And then the mind goes into nibbana. This is how it's experienced by the meditator. One of these three ways.
ඒ තව දොරටුවක් නිවනට තියෙන යටි ශුන්‍යතර ශුන්‍යත සමාධිය කියලා තියෙනවා අනිහිත අපනිහිත ශුන්‍යත නිවනට එන්න පුළුවන් දොරටු තුනක් වගේ ඒ කියන්නේ ඒ හැම එකම සමාධියකට ඇවිල්ලා නිවන් අවබෝධ කරන්න පුළුවන්කම තියෙනවා ඒක කෙනෙකුට අනිච්ච සංඥාව දෙන්න පුළුවන් කෙනෙකුට දුක්ඛ සංඥාව ගැඹුරට වඩාගෙන මෙහෙම අවබෝධ වෙන්න පුළුවන් කෙනෙකුට අනත්ත පැත්ත බල බල වඩන මෙයන් අවබෝධ කරගන්න පුළුවන්කම තියෙනවා. ඒ තුන තමයි මේ ත්‍රිලක්ෂණය කියලා තියෙන්නේ. දැන් විදර්ශනා විපස්සනා වලදී වෙන්නේ ඔය ඕගෙන අවබෝධයෙන් නැන්න වැඩිගෙන එක. දැන් වැඩිගෙන එක. ත්‍රිදර්ශනා භාවනාවකින් එනවන ප්‍රතිඵලයේ අනිත්‍ය දුක්ඛාත්ත කියන එකයි අවබෝධය ඇත්ත ඇති හැටියට දකින්න පුළුවන්කම.
Well, I'm trying to describe it from a practical point of view. I feel like I'm not getting it across because we know what the everyone here knows what the definition of these things is. I mean, Nitya means it arises and ceases. Having arisen, it ceases without remainder. Dukkham means it's can't satisfy because it's impermanent. Because it arises and ceases, there's no benefit to it. Anatta means it has no core because having arisen, it ceases into nothing. So, I mean, it's quite simple to understand these three. The question is, how do you experience them? How do they lead you to let go? They lead you to let go because they show you that the things that you cling to and hold expectations about can't live up to your expectations. The things you hold on to as pleasing you wind up being useless. And the things that you try to control wind up being uncontrollable. That's where the letting go comes in. I'm sorry if it was not exactly what you were expecting, but that's how the meditative experience is. Because it's related to one's attachment.
ඒක ප්‍රායෝගිකව දකින්නේ තමයි ඇලුම් කරන දෙයක් ඇලිලා තියෙන දෙයක් සම්බන්ධව මේ ලක්ෂණ ටික යොදන්න පුළුවන්. අනිත්‍ය දැකීමෙන් ඒ තියෙන ඇලීම අඩු වෙයිද? ඒක දුක් බව දැකීමෙන් ඒ ඇලීම අඩු වෙයිද? නැත්නම් ඒක අනාත්ම බව දැකීමෙන් ඒකට තියෙන ඇලීම අඩු වෙයිද? So you reduce craving any of these characteristics. So shall we wrap up?
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate that you have all taken the time out of your days, your day and your life to come and listen to the Dhamma and to practice the Dhamma as I explain it. I hope that this has been a benefit and that your practices will all bear fruit and that you're able to realize the truth of Nibbana for yourself. Thank you.
අපිට මේ අද වැඩසටහනට හාමුදුරන්ට ඉන්වයිට් කළාටත් ස්තුති කරනවා. මේකෙන් ප්‍රයෝජනයක් ගන්න ඇති කියලා සංඝහන්සේ හිතනවා. ඉතින් අපි හැමෝම අපි මේ වෙනකම් ප්‍රෙස් කරගත්තු පින් ඒ සංඝහන්සේට අනුමෝදන් Veva. So the merits we have accrued so far by practicing whole day may transfer to you, and may you get more energy and courage to further continue this explaining Dhamma to others, and as well may it help you to develop yourself until you realize ultimate Nibbana. So to transfer merits, please say sadhu, three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Come on. Vandana karam, Swami Mahasaya. And the Venerable, I would like to thank you personally coming over the day and spending the whole day of sharing your experience and guiding us all of us in this path. I'm sure each and everyone maybe at least got something to practice further. So let us all congratulate you together. Come and cut up one then another.
See you.
Sampati, Sata Sampati, Mirchas, Atomi Bhana Sampati.